Tiny Houses, Ultimate Beginner's Guide, Tiny House Living on a Budget, Building Plans for a Tiny House, Enjoy Woodworking, Living Mortgage-Free and Sustainably in a Beautifully Decorated Tiny House for Life. Written by Alex Freeman. Narrated by Jim D. Johnston. Table of Contents. Introduction. Chapter 1. Taking the Leap. Becoming a Tiny House Owner. Chapter 2. Tiny House Planning. Chapter 3. Tiny House Blueprints and Floor Plans. Chapter 4. Tiny House Systems. Chapter 5. Building a Tiny House. Construction Materials. Chapter 6. Tiny House Furniture and Appliances. Chapter 7. Tiny House Kitchen Design Ideas. Chapter 8. Tiny House Bedroom Design Ideas. Chapter 9. Tiny House Bathroom Design Ideas. Chapter 10. 10 Tips to Decorate Your Tiny House on a Budget. Conclusion. Introduction. I want to thank you and congratulate you for downloading the book, Tiny Houses, Ultimate Beginner's Guide. If you're one of the many people thinking of transitioning to a tiny house lifestyle and are thinking of investing in building and residing in your very own tiny house, then this book is for you. You'll find all that you'll need to get started in your very own tiny house adventure, from the preparation stage, where you get to finally decide to take the leap and start building your own tiny house, to the planning stage, until the actual step-by-step construction of the house. This book will be the best beginner's guide for your tiny house project. Complete with all the information and sage advice you'll need to make your tiny house project a success. Thanks again for downloading this book. I hope you enjoy it. Chapter 1. Taking the Leap. Becoming a Tiny House Owner. The tiny house movement has gone a long way from being a quirky housing trend into an actual way of life for people who are ready to downsize their lives for practical reasons. Students who are burdened by student loans but prefer to lead independent lives as they enter the workforce find the option to build a tiny house as their starter house. Entrepreneurs who want to take control of their life by starting their own business find downsizing to tiny house living as the most practical approach to managing finances as they start a business. Older folks who are at the cusp of retirement age have been known to sell off their property, the house they built their life and family in, to wind down and settle into old age in a much more manageable space, which a tiny house is able to provide. There are a lot more people out there with equally valid reasons for downsizing to tiny house living. This is the reason why the tiny house movement has gained in momentum through the years, taking on more advocates of this very practical, downsized, and streamlined lifestyle. If you are considering building and living in your own tiny house, there are a few things to consider before making the commitment and taking the leap. It's no different from buying your first house. It's an important life decision transitioning to a tiny house and live life based on the terms and limitations it will set. Find the time to think about the long-term impact of living in a tiny house. The time you need to invest in building the house should be considered, not to mention the resources you need to build and maintain it. So, bring out the trusty paper and pen and find the time to list down the pros and cons of living in your very own tiny house. Pros. The average two-story house in the U.S. has a land area of 500 to 1,000 square feet and can set new owners back up to $500,000 and upwards, depending on design, amenities, location, and so forth. The average tiny house, on the other hand, one that can accommodate one to two people, has a floor area of 100 to 250 square feet, and it will only cost $25,000 to $50,000 to build. The difference in building costs is one of the reasons why tiny houses are so appealing to people. There is a world of difference in savings between the standard house purchase and the tiny house build. Unless you are starting a family and planning on making a big one, then there's really no point in investing in a 1,000-square-foot home if it's just going to be you in there or with your partner. Another upside to tiny house living is that you can have three options for building, You can either build a standalone tiny house, invest in a trailer, or purchase a tiny house in a tiny house cluster or village. It's all a matter of checking with your local real estate broker or developer about what options are available for you in your state. Whatever kind of tiny house you choose, guaranteed you will be able to find materials and builder support. There are tiny house contractors in every state that you can consult with and take on their services to build your very own tiny house. If you've always wanted to get off the consumerist, materialist bandwagon and start a minimalist, use only what you need, sustainable lifestyle, then living in a tiny house will allow you to do exactly that. It will be difficult to cram unnecessary things into a 100 to 200 square foot space. You'll be forced to be very particular and conscientious about what to purchase and add into your house because you have such a limited space to place them in. If you are the sort of a person who has more of an outdoorsy lifestyle and prefers mountain climbing, kayaking, hiking, rock climbing for most parts of the day instead of being cooped up inside the house, a tiny house is exactly what you need. It's super functional as a place to sleep, rest, and eat in between your outdoor adventures. Cons. Although most all 50 states allow building tiny houses by law, finding the perfect location can still be a bit of a challenge. For most people, location is the key when making the investment in a tiny house or any house for that matter. If you are going to be a stickler for location and consider it a very important factor in making that final decision to live in a tiny house, then it is best to check with your local housing board first and see what options are available for you in terms of location. It's best to decide on the project after making sure you have your desired location confirmed and given the seal of approval by the state. Size limitation is the very essence of the tiny house movement. If it's going to be a big transition for you, then you may opt to test drive first living in a tiny house for several months before taking the leap and starting building. For many people, it is a life-changing transition that can be surprising and difficult to cope with. It is best to consult with long-time tiny house owners and get valuable feedback. If you can, live in a tiny house for a few months and see for yourself if it is the lifestyle that you can take on long-term. Chapter 2. Tiny House Planning. Building a tiny house is not a matter of merely putting four walls together, adding a roof on top of it, and moving in. It's not as much as a house built for a lifestyle change. Make sure you are 100% ready for it before making the investment. Here are a few more important considerations before committing to live in a tiny house. Know where you are going to situate it before building it. We cannot stress this enough. Location, location, location. Check with your zoning commission first about where you are allowed to build before even talking to a contractor or purchasing those do-it-yourself tiny house materials. Decide on a mobile or stationary tiny house. There are different building rules and costs between building a standalone stationary tiny house and purchasing a mobile recreational trailer. Deciding on the type of tiny house you want to build is and should be a pre-build decision. Family size and lifestyle do matter. If you're a family of six, it may not be practical to cram everyone inside a one-bedroom, 200-square-foot tiny house. But they are perfect for couples who like the privacy, practicality, and intimacy of a small space. Test before purchase. As mentioned earlier, investing in your own tiny house is a long-term commitment. Try it out first for a few months by renting a tiny cabin in a tiny house village or a trailer at an RV park. You'll have to be convinced living in a tiny space is for you before moving forward with building it. This is absolutely essential. Think outdoor space. To compensate for their crammed interior lodgings, many tiny house owners compensate by building in the middle of the great outdoors. It can be very uplifting to sleep in a 25-square-foot bedroom every night and enjoy your morning coffee on a tiny house porch that looks out into the vast outdoor wilderness. Identify your real goals for building. Tiny house living is first and foremost a lifestyle. There are some people whose only reason for living in a tiny house is to save money and have been turned off by it after a few months of residing in their tiny space. Money should never be the prime motivation for taking on a life as a tiny house owner. It's so much more than that. If you don't understand what it means as a lifestyle and as a way of living, then it may not be for you. If you want to save money, consider renting a regular house instead. You'll find that there will always be inexpensive options. How you begin on the path of tiny house living is the most important step of the process. Preparation is key to living a successful tiny house lifestyle. Make sure to take the time to prepare for the transition. It's essential to know what you're getting yourself into before taking the leap into becoming a tiny house owner. Once you have decided, ticked off all of the above initial requirements, though, and you are positive the tiny house lifestyle is just what you need for your life, if you're willing to make the commitment to live that life in the long term, then these are the next steps towards making the dream a reality. Create a rough floor plan. Knowing the layout of the interior of your tiny house is an important step in building the house. There are a variety of ways to create a floor plan. First would be to hire a professional to draw it up for you. Architects are more than capable to do this for you. Second is to purchase a pre-drawn-up floor plan or blueprint of a tiny house. You'll be surprised at how they are readily available on the Internet and downloadable for a fraction of the cost that you may pay for hiring an architect to sketch one up for you. The downside is that you won't be able to make changes. However, there are hundreds of options to choose from. You're sure to find one that suits your needs. Third, if you are opting to work with a tiny house contractor to do the construction for you, then they should have floor plans and blueprints available for you to choose from. Determine major features. During the drawing up of the floor plan, make sure to determine major house features such as kitchen, bath and toilet, bedroom and living room. You also need to determine the systems that run these features of the house, such as ventilation, plumbing, roofing, electricity, and so forth. Doing so will make building your tiny house a much easier task to take on, and living in it is much more comfortable. These are tiny house details that should be given full attention to at the onset and should not be ignored. Draw up or purchase plans. Although a tiny house is small, do not be fooled by its size. It still has the same features and material requirements as a regular house. You'd be surprised how numerous they are. It's very important to first list down all the elements and components of the house. Drawing up the purchase plan will allow you to be more informed while going through the next steps. Create a budget. Once you have the purchase plan in place and have listed down all of the things that you have to buy and build for the house, the costs of the zoning permit, the fees for the contractors and architect or purchase of the blueprint and plan, then you can finally build your budget. Once you have the budget set and you are sure that you will be able to make the investment that your tiny house project will require, then it's time to give the project the green light and start the building process. Chapter 3. Tiny House Blueprints and Floor Plans. Whether you're going to work with an architect, a tiny house contractor, or bravely build your tiny house on your own, you have to start with the blueprint and floor plan of the tiny house of your choice. Here are a few blueprints and floor plans to consider. The standard 8-foot by 12-foot standalone tiny house. Below are the detailed plans, including measurements for the standard 8 by 12 tiny house. Please note that if you are interested in building based on the blueprints, plans, and measurements provided, it's best to consult first with a licensed architect before you start building. It's always advisable for practical and safety reasons to get the opinion and green light of an expert to ensure that the results will be adequate and safe for you as a tiny house owner. The Westport Tiny House Design, Mobile. This 32-foot-long house on wheels is the Westport. Some of the features this tiny house boasts are gable roof, bath with shower and toilet, stackable wash and dryer, and French doors on the side that gives access to the back, accented by a window. It also has attic space that can be easily used as storage space. It gives privacy for the bedroom since it's only accessible from the back, away from the front door and living room area, where guests are entertained. The Boonville Tiny House Design. The Boonville is a smaller version of the Westport at 25 feet long. It's also a house on wheels with a 12-foot hip roof. The toilet and bath are also 32 inches with room for a shower stall, mounted sink, and standard toilet. It has a porch that leads to the front door and living room area. The bedroom's located just above the kitchen and dining room. The bedroom access is designed deliberately on the side away from the front door for more privacy when guests are around. The steps that are attached to the porch are flip-up and can be lowered or put away when necessary. Chapter 4. Tiny House Systems. The systems of a tiny house are those unseen essentials that will allow you to manage the house well, live in it comfortably, and make it function like any regular house would. You'd be surprised at how much detail is involved in making sure that a tiny house system is running at 100% capacity. Here, we will discuss the requirements you'll have to tick off in your checklist for the basic systems that will make your tiny house function smoothly. Heating system. This is going to be a very important feature in your tiny house if you're located in the northern part of the states with long winters and will experience more cold days than if you were located in the southern side of the country. Choosing and installing the right heating system will allow you to go through cold and biting winters in comfort. There are several options to choose from, like electric, wood, propane, or kerosene. Electric heater. The most accessible and least expensive heating system is an electric heater. It costs nothing to install and is very efficient in heating a small space such as a tiny house. Winters will be very comfortable with the use of electric heaters as the heating system. However, they can be such an eyesore design-wise. If the aesthetics of your tiny house are important to you, then electric heaters may not be the best option. Wood stove. There's something romantic and homey about using a wood stove to heat a tiny house. It leaves no carbon footprint and is very sustainable. A wood fire emits not just a generous amount of heat, but also has a natural warming effect because of the natural scent of burning wood. It's also a great heating option for days when electricity may run out in the wintertime. With a wood stove, it's a matter of chucking wood inside the stove and you've got heat back. The downside of wood stoves, though, is that it can get a bit messy because you have to contend with bird ash, wood chips, and bark falling everywhere in the place. Plus, acquiring a wood stove can get a bit pricey, as one unit can set you back $300 to $800, depending on the model and make that you choose. Propane heating. Possibly the most expensive heating system option is propane, as installation and fuel can cost around $1,000. But it is the cleanest and most efficient heating system of the three options. Plus, propane is available in almost every store around the country, with tons of design and functional options to choose from. There are other heating system options out there. You can certainly consider them for your tiny house as well, but the three discussed above are considered the most popular among tiny house owners. The plumbing system. Plumbing essentially means how to get water in and out of your tiny house. It sounds simple enough, but in reality it's not. Plumbing is one of those systems that will determine the level of comfort in your tiny house lifestyle. Much like heating, the use and dispensing methods of water relative to your tiny house are crucial. Let's discuss the options for getting water inside your tiny house first. The no plumbing option. Yes, not installing a plumbing system is an option. This basically means you bring water to your house every day. It could be stored in buckets, jugs, or bottles, depending on the purpose or use. If you want the no plumbing route, it will be necessary to choose a location for the tiny house that's very near a water supply. Right beside the tiny house is the best option for your water source, since you'll be collecting water from it every day. Also, identifying a water storage space in the tiny house will be essential. Choosing not to install a plumbing system will certainly be less expensive in the initial build and is a good option if you're going to be mobile, like in a trailer. But think about the repercussions on you in the long run. Tank and pump. Installing a water tank inside the tiny house and attaching it to an electric pump is a basic form of automated plumbing. This means you'll have running water at the turn of the sink tap and the shower. The tank and pump plumbing system makes your tiny house versatile because you can use it even when you're mobile. The downside, though, is that you'll still be hauling water from outside to fill your tank or at least connecting it via a hose to a water source. Design-wise, a water tank can be quite an eyesore unless you are able to conceal it early on during the build. On-grid plumbing. If you're building a stationary tiny house and not planning on going mobile ever in the future, then, by all means, connect your tiny house to the city water supply and get all-around water supply just like any other regular house. This will involve installing a standard house plumbing system, though. On and off-grid plumbing. If you want a tiny house that is able to provide water on and off grid, whether you are staying put or traveling off the beaten path, then install a plumbing system that can easily tap into any city water supply and a water and pump plumbing system that you can fill up while on the road. Although it is a little bit more expensive, since technically you will have two working plumbing systems installed. However, if the lifestyle dictates it necessary, then you are the best judge whether to make the extra investment or not. So, those are the plumbing systems that will allow you to bring in and circulate the water in your tiny house. The choice will largely be determined by your budget, lifestyle, functionality, and design requirements. Now, let's discuss the ways a plumbing system can get water out of your tiny house. You'll be interested to know that ridding your house of wastewater is not just a matter of draining it out of the house. It requires a little more sense of responsibility than that. On grid. If you're in a stationary house that has access to the city water system, then that means you also have access to an on-grid city drainage or sewer system. Then, managing tiny house wastewater is a matter of connecting to the septic system if you are located in a rural area, or the public sewer system if you're in the city. Make sure your tiny house has the standard drainage system. If you are planning on building a tiny house that's going to be mobile, water waste management can be a little bit trickier. Gray water catchment. A tiny house will have two types of wastewater to manage. They are gray and black water. Black water is toilet water. The best way to manage black water in tiny houses is to install a composting toilet, which converts black water into compost. Both gray and black water needs to be drained in allocated public sewage systems and is a legal requirement imposed by cities to all tiny house owners. It should not be dumped just anywhere. Gray water is wastewater from the kitchen sink, washing machine, and showers. It's illegal to release gray water into any body of water, since it can cause pollution. Unlike black water, though, gray water can be released into the soil. It's great for feeding plants and enriching soil. When traveling, make sure to get information about proper gray water disposal in the area before disposing of your tiny house's gray water. Collect and pump. Every city has a designated dumping station for wastewater generated by tiny houses. If you choose this kind of plumbing system for your tiny house, then it will entail collecting both gray and black water in holding tanks so that you can dump them later on. This is not the most popular form of tiny house plumbing, since storing wastewater for long periods of time is not very hygienic, not to mention that it adds to the weight of the tiny house while on the road. Whether you decide to install a standard plumbing system that connects you to the grid or a plumbing system that addresses a more mobile tiny house lifestyle, make sure to choose one that suits your daily and future needs. The plumbing system you choose should work to make sure living in your tiny house is a comfortable and healthy experience for years. Plumbing is one of those systems that need to be deliberated on with care because it will determine the level of comfort and health safety of your tiny house. Hot water system. Installing your tiny house with a hot water system is especially important if you are located in the northern area of the states where cold winters are long. Nothing is more inconvenient than starting your winter days with cold winter showers. For heated showers inside your tiny house, it is a must to install a hot water heater system. The most popular option these days is the propane or kerosene-powered tankless hot water heater. Unlike the older and more traditional hot water heaters that store water first before heating it, this current model of a tiny house hot water heater heats the water as it goes through the tank. It's the most convenient way to deliver hot water to your tiny house. Electric system. You'll want to make sure that your tiny house is well powered and that electricity is accessible for all your house appliances and systems to work. Setting up the electricity system of your tiny house is a must, and you can easily do so by hiring a master electrician to wire your house for you. Another option is to purchase some do-it-yourself manuals for wiring a tiny house and do the job on your own. Some of the important information to consider when installing an electric system in a tiny house are understanding basic electrical concepts, planning and determining the size of the system of your tiny house, wire panels, switches, lights, and so forth, assigning electrical codes and safety measures, considering wiring on grid and off-grid lighting, creating customized diagrams for every step of the process, choosing breakers, wires, and electrical boxes. Installing solar panels, if preferred. Another great way of powering up your tiny house is through solar power. It's gaining some popularity these days because it is efficient, sustainable, and environmentally friendly. Unlike the electric option, though, where you get to wire the house so that it can connect to the city power supply grid, solar power is very much off-grid and requires pre-planning and inclusion into the design of the house. Tiny house owners who have decided to take the solar power system route to provide power to their house are warned against installing the solar panels on the roof. More often than not, the number of solar panels a tiny house requires is a tad numerous, and the house roofing is not likely to be able to accommodate and uphold them all. A solar power system for a tiny house starts with determining the best location to situate your solar panels. You want them in a place where there is little or no shade at all throughout the year to maximize the panel's exposure to the sun. This will require a tool called the Solar Path Finder. Essentially, it's a dome-shaped contraption that takes a photo of the location. The photo is then fed into some software, which you'll need to add information to, such as the location and the date and time the photograph was taken. It will calculate the expected solar energy feed at that location that you can expect for the next 30 years. Once you have identified the best location for your solar panels, then you can begin setting up your very own tiny house solar panel farm. Connecting the solar panels to batteries that will then be connected to the circuit breakers that will provide solar power to your tiny house can be a daunting task. You can choose to do it yourself, since there is a wealth of do-it-yourself manuals available that can guide you. But if you have the extra budget, there isn't anything like letting the professionals do the work to ensure that your solar power system is 100% functional. Speaking of budget, going the solar power route will be an expensive feature of your tiny house. It adds another $10,000 to $15,000 to your construction budget. Since it still is a new technology, expect to encounter a few maintenance issues, which will not happen if you are tapped into the electricity grid. But it is all a matter of priority. If your tiny house carbon footprint is more important to you than budget and convenience, then solar power is the best option. Refrigeration system. When deciding on the refrigeration system for a tiny house, the major considerations are the following. On-grid power source. If you're powering your tiny house with electric power sourced from the city power supply grid, then the options for a refrigerator are almost limitless. The considerations will only be size, color, design, and price. It will be just like purchasing a refrigerator for a regular house. With on-grid refrigerators, it's a matter of plugging it into your tiny house electrical sockets. Off-grid power source. If you have a solar-powered house, then you have an off-grid power source. Since you are powering your tiny house with solar power, you'll need a refrigerator that can work without tapping into your solar power supply. The refrigerator is one of the tiny house appliances that will eat up a lot of power. However, there are new generation refrigerators that use less energy than normal refrigerators do and won't make much of a dent in your solar power supply. There are two options for refrigerator models that do great for solar power or off-grid tiny houses. The propane refrigerator. This model is propane fuel powered, which